Hi, Jerry, this is Steve, and I thought I'd send you some audio from my little studio room. I guess you know that I can't send you video. Well, I could, but it wouldn't necessarily be up the piano. So I am sitting at the piano. And I've been working on a piece of music that I thought you may be interested in. I'm trying to make it sound like there's four hands on the piano. So you have to think of how this can possibly be done. So stride piano in the left hand is a must, and I'm guessing you know what stride is, you know, that kind of now I'm doing that with my left and my right hand, so that could be one musician, if you like, sitting at that side of the piano. Then on the right-hand side of that musician, there could be another musician. Now, the thing is the right hand has got to sound like it's two hands. That's not quite as easy as it sounds. So if I just play a melody here, it will sound like there's three hands on the piano. So you've got the but we want it to sound like there's four hands on the piano. Now, the nice thing about that melody it's the gaps in the melody. Sustain pedal switched on quickly before we hit that note. So in there could be a counter melody. So that would then start to sound like four hands. A bit ropey, I missed a couple of notes as well, but you get the picture. That's a little way off from being on public view, shall we say. This will go into a boogie woogie type style and all kinds of other styles. Influences for this idea are Chopin, Rick Wakeman, and Jules Holland. Jules Holland with his famous, so you've got all that kind of thing going on. When this one's done, it will be my all-time masterpiece, and it seriously is taking me, not just days, but I've been looking at this for months, sort of creating this masterpiece. And it's obviously not original, but I'm doing all the adaptions and looking at the arrangements and making it look as impressive as possible. Okay, I've got to pause for a second. I've got someone coming in on the phone. Just 1 second.